Welcome to Left On Wed.
Bite-sized tips for people getting hitched. Georgia Fletcher.
Adam Feeney.
In the same room.
How did we get here?
In this part of town.
Yes.
Hang up the phone.
Okay. Beep.
Hi, Georgia.
Beep. Hello.
You don't have to do the sound effects.
Why not?
Because it happens in post.
It's hilarious.
Georgia Fletcher.
Adam Feeney.
Celebrants.
MPs.
Heroes to some. Mostly our children. Let's pause for them.
That was a lovely pause. What are we talking about today?
Today's topic is
wedding speeches.
Wedding speeches.
Not just wedding speeches, but how to do a great one.
We have seen a lot of speeches between us.
Oh, almost too many.
Probably, yes. And we've seen, I would say, I've seen my fair share of crap speeches and my fair share of fantastic, great speeches. It doesn't matter how many speeches I've seen, there are still, after hundreds of weddings, some that can make me tear up and cry or make me laugh till I fall over.
Mind blown, some of the speeches. Those one-liners,
yeah.
The way they say it,
yeah.
And what they say. So today we're going to talk about two different speeches.
Yep.
The couple's thank you speech,
yep.
If you're choosing to do one. Some tips and tricks around writing a great thank you speech. The key word there is write it. Prepare it.
Yeah.
As well as talking about your guests writing a speech and presenting one. So feel free to share the podcast episode with anyone that's giving a speech at your wedding, circling back to some tips and tricks for them to write a great speech.
And make sure you like and subscribe
like
in the process.
Like and subscribe. Leave a review.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
A rating.
And this is how you leave a great review, right? Should we talk about that?
We could do
You start with 5 stars.
5 stars.
And then you say, Georgia and Adam are so likable that I want to be in the room with them.
Oh, I love that bit of feedback.
Yeah, and you say everything that you like about us and nothing you don't like.
Whether it's a review or a speech, we're preparing it, we're planning it, and we're getting ready to present it really well.
My mum recently was going to a funeral of a family member and she was asked to make a speech and I just talked to her beforehand with it because she was asking for some tips. And she said, oh, these are things I'm going to talk about. And I'm like, yeah, great. Have you written that down? And she said, oh, no, I was just going to wing it. And I was like, Mum, no, she's a confident person, but I was like, you need to write it down because you get up there. It happens to me. It happens to you. It happens to anyone. It doesn't matter how good you are. As soon as you're up there, some things you'll forget in the moment because you might go down a certain route and then they go out of your head. So I said to her, at least for me, write dot points just so you know where you're going. Where's your beginning, your middle, and your end, if we're going to talk about stories? And she wrote that down. She said, thank you so much, because in the moment she was a little bit emotional and, yeah, she needed those notes to go through.
I'll tell you a wedding ick that I have.
Please.
The words wing it.
Yeah.
It could go one or two ways.
Yeah.
Mostly the wrong one.
Yep, most definitely. Unless you are a seasoned public speaker.
An ex-drama teacher. Trained actor.
Yeah.
Dabbled in some
Are you
musicals?
Talking about me? Yeah, oh my God, this is so exciting. Talk about me more.
Okay. What musicals did you do?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was one of the spies.
Oh.
The Little Mermaid, Mary Poppins.
I did Oliver and Cinderella.
I've done Oliver.
Who were you?
I think I was a bad guy.
I was Bill Sykes. Were you him?
No, I wasn't Bill Sykes.
I played a male.
Oh, yes. I can see that.
I played the stepmother in Cinderella.
Did you? Oh, that's a good part.
No matter what, we're doing some kind of planning and preparation.
You need a prep. I wouldn't walk onto a work site with my little drill and start drilling a deck.
You would not. That would be silly.
And I wouldn't go to a ceremony without having stuff written, even though I've done hundreds of them. Things will be forgotten.
And you say that with all the experience under your belt. Couples don't have their wedding usually multiple times. So they wouldn't be doing multiple wedding speeches,
each to their
planning
own.
And preparing and presenting those. So what are some tips and tricks? And we've now reached our maximum amount of the time we're going to say the word tips. How to write a really great thank you speech.
A great thank you speech from the couple's perspective.
Yes,
let's
please.
Go with that. One thing I always tell my couples, especially if they're like a bit nervous about the speech. Well, firstly, you don't have to make a speech if you don't want to. Do not put pressure on yourself to do any sort of public speaking if it makes you super nervous and you don't want to do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, write
don't
it
do
down.
It. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about doing a speech. Get your if your partner is happy to do it, they can do the whole thing. You can stand there and put your arm around them. Fine. Don't put pressure on yourself if you don't need it. Secondly, let everyone else be entertaining and funny and all that sort of stuff and tell stories. You're going to be the last speech. Do your nice thank yous. You know? You don't have to. If you have stories to tell and you're a storyteller and you want to do it, then do it. But if you're happy to just go through your nice thank yous and have some nice little stories about those people and do that, and then so we can move on to the dance floor, that's fantastic.
Here
as
are
well.
Some necessary people to thank, though.
Please.
Your family,
mm-hmm.
if you'd like to.
Yep.
Your partner's family.
Yep.
Anybody that is attending your wedding that has done something for yep. free.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin making the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Friend doing the stationery.
Definitely.
Friend being the MC. Shout out to them.
Yep.
Volunteer work we must thank and show gratitude towards.
Sure.
I wouldn't worry about thanking the vendors. It seems like a waste of time. But as much as I love it and my ego is good for well ego. And truly stroked when they say, Georgia, my heart feels all warm and fuzzy.
Definitely.
But I do sometimes feel bad when they forget the other vendors.
Yeah.
So whether you're going to be specific and name every single vendor
or go
don't
broad.
Even bother with just a general one. I wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, sure.
Just a waste of your time.
Yeah.
You'd be better utilizing that for thanking your new husband or wife.
Yeah.
And everyone loses their mind when they hear it.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, woo!
Tell my husband.
And what should you do in those moments when the audience or the guests are engaging with your speech?
Pause. Let them go for it.
Please do.
Yeah.
In the comedy world, sometimes we call that comedic timing.
Comedic timing, baby. Let them laugh. Let them clap. Wait, wait, wait. Otherwise, they're going to miss it.
Yes.
And then keep going.
Because we capture our audience in the first 3 to 5 seconds of what we're saying.
Yep.
So allowing for those moments that come naturally to guests, whether that's laughing, clapping, the wooing, we love the woo girls.
Yeah.
Those things can happen and we need to embrace those within our speeches.
People always ask me like, because I see a lot of nerve-wracking people who are nervous about to do a speech and they ask me like, oh, you look so confident up there. Like, how do you do it? And it's one of the things is I am because I've done a lot, but not to say that at the start, when I first started doing weddings and emceeing all that sort of stuff, I was nervous. Of course I was. Nerves were high. One of the best tips that I know,
I told you, we reached our max.
At least just feign the confidence. People are feeding off the energy of the person who is speaking. If that person seems like they're nervous or they're sort of pacing or doing things that make them feel or look like they're reserved in that moment, then you will feel nervous watching it. If they get out there and they're talking clearly, they're reading their notes really well, they're feigning it, they're lying a little bit and just going through it, then the audience will be along for the ride with you. As soon as you hear those people laughing, clapping, cheering, whatever they do, your nerves will ease up and you will start to feel better.
So this goes for your guests doing a speech, but also for your thank you speech. So we've quickly talked about who you should thank within your thank you speech. What about working together? Because I sometimes have couples that each want to write a thank you speech
yeah.
or they want to do it together.
Yep.
So you are either that support person and someone is representing the both of you, or what I saw on the weekend, which was brilliant, is they divvied up the thank yous between them. So they weren't repeating the thank yous for the same people yeah. each time.
And did they ping pong the microphone? So it was like, you do one, I do one.
I have seen both.
Yeah.
For this particular one, the groom did his speech, the bride did her speech, but I have seen the paragraph by paragraph. If you can do that with the right cues on whatever you're reading
yeah.
from, which we should quickly touch on, how you should read a speech.
Yep.
If you are doing it on paper,
mm-hmm.
large font.
Yes.
Big margins on Word.
Yeah.
If you are doing it from your phone, please turn off the passcode, turn up your brightness.
Yeah.
And write that down.
One little thing that I do as well when I'm writing a speech or something I'm going to speak about is I don't do long paragraphs. Even if it is a paragraph, I'll write a few lines and then make it a new paragraph and then keep writing. So then it's really clear if I lose my spot, I can easily find
yes.
it. If it's hidden in a big paragraph and you look up, then sometimes it's really hard to find.
Yes, spacing and formatting is yeah. crucial for being able to follow your spot.
Yeah, lots of space in between. I've even seen some people will highlight keywords so they can jump between and find their spot really easily, because looking up and making connection and eye contact is so important.
Mm.
It's one of the things that you learn when you're doing performance skills is connecting with people through looking at them. We're looking
yes.
at each other now. But making eye contact, looking at the room, scanning the room, talking to the people as much as you can, they will connect with you more. And especially since they know you and you're a family or a friend, they'll want you to succeed. So they'll be nodding along like you're doing to me now. It's very good. Thank you. They'll be clapping when you need them to, all that sort of stuff. So look up, be with them.
That's not saying that you need to memorize your speech, of course.
Oh!
Or you do not need to wing
no.
it. But being no. able to have your notes adequately prepared in a structure that you can allow to come back to your notes, come back up and engage with the audience or your guests is really important.
what I've seen a lot as well recently is guests who are doing speeches or the couple handwriting their speech. Mm. So what they've done is they've written it on Word or whatever, and then they'll handwrite it, and as they're doing it, they're learning it easier because it's into their head. It's a slower process of going through it, and it actually will stay in your head more.
Getting flashbacks to HSC study prep in university.
Right.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, I've got you, baby. But yeah, it's a great way if you sort of want to know your speech quite well. Please don't know anything off by heart. You don't have to. It's not necessary.
No, you're already writing vows, writing cards maybe on the morning of your wedding. You're doing a lot of writing, a lot of thinking, a lot of reflecting. Yeah. The thank you speech should come quite easy with these helpful tricks.
Yeah, so your little thank you is tricks, not tips. Love it.
Absolutely not.
So yeah, so your thank yous, boom. Here's, you're doing this person, I'm doing this person, you're doing this person. We've got a little thing that we want to say about them, and then we finish with talking about each other.
What do we think about how we stand? Should we be standing behind something?
If you want to, if
Should
you don't want to.
Should the couple stand at their tables or where most of the speeches are taking place, where the videographer has set up the lighting?
Yes.
That was a trick question.
Well, quite often I'll ask the videographer what works for them, and this is goes into our episode that we've done on MCs. Mm,
circle back to that one.
But sometimes, yes, they've lit up a lectern that's on the side of the wedding parting table, and it's easiest for all speakers to do their speech over there. Sometimes they'll be like, that's fine, the couple can stand up at the table and do it there as well. So whatever you feel comfortable, just make sure that everyone in the room knows what's going on.
It is lovely when you're together as well too, because you never know, although one of you, who is ever presenting the speech, may appear confident. They may love your moral support up there.
Definitely.
And to be a, you know, teamwork makes the dream work kind of vibe.
A hand on the back. Teamwork makes the dream work is a song from Oliver, isn't it?
Is it? I can't remember.
You've done it.
It was so long ago.
Teamwork can make a dream work if we all pitch in and try.
I was not in that scene because I was a villain.
That was the kids. The kids sung it. That's why he went in it.
They kept Bill Sykes away from the
Fair enough, I would. I would definitely keep him away. Great. So that's – and I'm just thinking, Georgia, and that's what I do, I think.
You also talk.
About this. Yeah. Sometimes at the same time. And this sentence may not have an ending.
I'll be there to help you.
When you're putting together your speech and it's like, okay, I'm doing a thank you speech, first thing that I would do is write out the people that I want to thank. Why am I thanking them? If I've got a little anecdote, I can tell it in there and I write that down. What are your thoughts on ChatGPT?
Genius, but do not rely on it first time round. It will require some tweaking.
I saw a speech the other day and it was brilliant, but I know it was written through ChatGPT.
How do you know?
Because I've had a play with ChatGPT, right?
Of course you have.
Just curious at how it works. I put in like, you know, little fake examples of I'm a maid of honor making a speech at a wedding and I want it to write something. And I'm just curious at how it ends. And it always ends on the same, like, let's raise a toast to the couple. May they have lots of years of da 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 da. And
sometimes that's not ChatGPT. That's Google working its magic.
Yeah, definitely. But just know that sometimes it might be a little bit generic.
Mm.
So ChatGPT gives you great bones as well. So I
draw upon it.
Yeah, I would be hurt. Yeah, to say I'm doing a thank you speech and these are the people I want to thank. Can you give me a speech in there? And it's like, okay, here's my format and now I'm going to personalize this. There's nothing wrong with that using ChatGPT.
Not at all. You could also tell your guests to have a little try if they're doing a speech, to go onto ChatGPT, go onto Google. What else for the episode to pass the mic to the guests that are doing the speech? What could they keep in mind when they're preparing theirs?
For the people who are doing a speech, first thing is time. Time limits. And as the couple, it's on you firstly to create a time limit to give to the people who are doing speeches. Otherwise, they will talk forever.
Tell them 3 minutes because they'll likely talk for five.
If you want a five-minute speech, tell your speech person to do a 3-minute speech. If you want a 10-minute speech, tell them to do a 5-minute speech. If you want a 3-minute speech, tell them to do a 1-minute speech.
And that's not just because they may go rogue with stories or speak off the cuff. That sometimes happens. It's also about managing those transitions.
Mm-hmm.
The guests aren't always sitting front and center. So by the time the MC introduces them, time is already eating away as they come up to where they're standing for their speech and go back and sit back down.
And Georgia.
Then they forget their drink.
We have to get the drink.
So much time, transitions.
Let's say you have 4 speeches in a row.
Yikes.
And each speech is 5 minutes. With transitions, we're talking 25 minutes of people sitting down listening to people's talk.
25 minutes and cold food.
And cold food. It's waiting to come out. We don't have drinks. I need to pee. Break up your speeches in the night as well. We've talked about that in our run sheet episode. What would I talk about? I would, as someone who is doing a speech, maybe I have a great anecdote, a great story about someone that I want to tell.
Yes. I think it's also important to talk not just about the person whose side you're from. So if you're a mate from uni of the groom, please make sure that you talk about the partner as well. Do a little story about him or her, but make sure that by the end of the speech you've touched on both of them.
If we can make that story somehow link to their partner, that would be great. It's like, oh, and that's when I realized that he needed someone like Michelle.
Let's give them some sentence starters.
Go on.
About...
Oh, you're putting me on the spot? You go first, Georgia.
Okay. When I first met so-and-so, yeah. I love what you said there. I knew he was the one for them because, or I remember this night when.
Yeah.
One of the first bits of advice he said, or when he did a speech at my wedding. See, it's now just
I remember the first time I met so-and-so and she was so.
So much so.
So is her name. I did a wedding for her.
It's a female peak as a so-and-so.
So, yeah.
We're now no longer allowed to say tips or so.
No, beautiful. It's on the left card. On wed bingo card.
We forgot that in our MC episode.
Well, tell it now.
Yeah, here we go. Bingo is also a great game for your reception. Other sentence starters to use, so-and-so.
If so was a so, how many so would so-so-so if a so-so could so-so?
You're now waffling with ice cream and raspberries on top.
Yum! Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
We're not serving up that kind of food right now. Could you share, other than sentence starters, what are some really great lines that you've been like, what?
I heard one the other. I've heard this a couple of times, but I do think it's quite funny. When you know a friend gets up and they're saying, "You know, you found the one when you found the person who you connect with the best. They're the yin to your yang. You just worlds collide when you meet them, and that happened when Jordan met me." And everyone laughs because it's a bit of a flip on the head.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. And then you can go into that story of how you met, and then that road that got you to, and then when I met Sandra. We had this night out and this is what happened on that night, and then sort of wrap it up. Georgia, one of my pet hates, and it's just popped into my head, is the opening of, for those of you who don't know
oh,
me.
Oh, what a waste of time. Don't worry. The don't MC's worry. Already introduced you.
Usually it'll be, here is the sister of the bride, Vanessa. And then the sister of the bride comes up and goes, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Vanessa. I'm the sister of the bride. We know. Oh. Jump straight into it. People, like you said, first 3 to 5 seconds is so important. Jump in there with something good. Georgia, I heard a great speech the other day and I loved it because it was just so different and so unique and so cool. It was the mother of one of the couple and she spoke about her role as the mother. And she spoke about when you think about your daughter getting married, you think that you're losing them, right? It's something that you think about your whole life. You think they're getting married, they're replacing me. But really, I was just gaining another child. I wasn't being replaced, which was beautiful. That. She then started to talk about just the role of motherhood. She started to talk about her mother, and she quoted her own mother, the bride's grandmother. She spoke about all the mums and aunties in the room who helped her mother her child.
Village. It takes one.
Absolutely beautiful. And then she ended it with, I want to give a toast to all the mums and the mother figures in this room rather than the
profound.
Couple.
Profound.
And there was not one person in the room who wasn't crying. I was crying.
I'm going to call that another wed talk.
Absolutely. That was a wed talk for you. It was absolutely beautiful because it was a bit different and it was like, it was still nice and it was about her experience raising this child and it was just so different and unique and beautiful and I loved to hear it.
And I think it takes a lot of thought, consideration and time because that has reminded me of another wedding that I went to and was MC for recently where the beautiful mum and dad got up to talk about their son. They didn't have any other children and they talked about how their family has now always felt complete.
Mm.
And sometimes it's not just what you're saying, it's how you're saying it.
Yeah.
And again, it comes back to trying to be not reliant on ChatGPT or Google, but to really allow whatever's going on in your head and your heart to match up beautifully, put it onto paper and connect to it.
Definitely. Connect with what you're saying. Don't waffle, I think is really important. So it's like, this is an important thing that I want to say and that's enough. No one's going to hate you for doing a short speech. That is absolutely fine. It's quality over quantity.
Oh, that's my favorite line.
Thank you. Put that into a book.
A book or a card?
I don't know.
Or a speech.
Or a speech, baby.
Preface
so,
that.
Georgia, short and sweet.
Please.
Funny or sentimental, what road are you going to go down? You're going to go down both. Make sure you talk about both people in the couple who are getting married.
Yes.
Say what you love about them, say what you love about each other, have some fun with it. And most importantly, if you're not comfortable doing the speech and you're asked to do one,
don't
do it. It's you don't have to.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to do anything.
No one will notice. The only people that will know is you.
Yep, exactly. Georgia?
Wrapping it up.
I reckon that you want to do a speech about me?
Again. Dear Adam.
Nah.
I hate your stinking guts. No, I'm kidding. That's not very nice, is it? But that's a quote from The Little Rascals. Remember that movie?
Nope.
Okay.
I can't wait to see some of the speeches that people come up out.
Slide into
this.
The DMs of your favorite one-liners from a speech.
Ooh, challenge that's accepted. Sexy talk right there. Wow. Georgia?
Yes, Adam.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you. And if you want to hear and see more, follow us on the socials. We are at Left On Wed Podcast on TikTok, on YouTube. There are full video episodes and on Instagram.
There sure are. If you've got questions, you've got comments, ideas for topics, slide on into the DMs. But you can also inquire about our celebrant services by finding Adam on Instagram and TikTok at Married by Adam.
That's me.
You can find me at Georgia Fletcher Celebrant.
And if you are itching to tell people about this, please do. But you can leave us a review on whatever platform you listen on. Tell people how much you love it. 5 stars only.
Thank you. That's all we will accept. We'll see you next time.
Left on Wed is recorded on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay respects to the elders past and present.
We, Adam and Georgia, acknowledge our First Nations people's continuous connection to culture and the importance of storytelling.